Jesus, my Savior. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down, none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise. Shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound. Yeah. nothing compares to the promise. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to the promise. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Yes, there's no one like our Lord.
是没有人像我的主。
Nothing compares to the promise that we have in Him.
无一事物能与你的应许相比。
Our Lord Jesus, He is so abundant.
主如何的丰富。
What we have experienced today is just a little bit.
我们今天所能经历的只有一点点。
May the abundance of our Lord continue to flow among us.
愿主的丰富不断地在我们当中流淌。
Truly, we cannot stay in shallow water, but continue to go into the deep.
我们不能只是在这里欢呼，我们要进到深处。
For what our eye has seen, still there's more to follow.
我们眼睛所看的还不止这一点点。
For what our ears have heard, what our hand had touched, still there's more to follow.
我们耳朵所听见，手所能触摸的，还有更多更多。
May the Lord continue to empty us.
愿主不断地倒空我们。
May He enlarge our capacity.
愿他扩张我们的境界。
It's not about what we have done for our Lord.
不是我们为主做了什么。
It's how much Christ is in us.
而是主在我们的心里有多少的成分。
Please feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
我们可以自由地唱英文或中文。
You felt the Father's love, still there's more to follow. And His mercy have you proved, still there's more to follow.Still, there's more to follow. Oh, the grace that Jesus shows. Still, there's more to follow. Freely His grace bestows. Still, there's more to follow.Still there's more to follow. Freely
All the abundance is already in you.
主啊，所有的丰富都在你的里面。
Lord, we come before your presence.
我们到你的同在中。
Lord, may you continue to reveal to us.
愿你再向我们显现。
Lord, we want to see you more.
主，我们需要见到你。
Lord, we want to hear you more.
我们要更多听见你。
Lord, we want to experience you more.
我们要更多经历你。
Lord, this morning, may you once again speak to your church.
早晨，求你向你的教会说话。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit move among us.
愿你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
我们刚刚唱的诗歌说多又多。
The hymn we just sang says more and more.
不止这么一点。
There's more to follow.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，我们信主了多少年。
I don't know how many years you have believed in the Lord.
你们觉得一点吗？
Do you think just a little bit?
还是我们已经聚会了那么久，怎么还是一点呢？
Or we've been coming to the meeting for so long, how come just a little bit?
其实不止这么一点。
There's more to it.
就看你站在哪里。
It depends on where you are.
如果你现在站的是那个海旁边的沙边。
If you're standing by the shore.
你自然的能够感受到水就真的是这么一点。
You truly will feel the water is just a little bit.
偶尔海浪来了，把水推来了。
Occasionally the waves come and push the water.
然后水又走了。
And the water retreated.
真的就是这么一点。
Truly just a little bit.
但是如果你再往前走几步。
But if you take a few steps further.
再往前走。
Move forward,
你站在水的当中
stand in the water,
你就会领会什么叫做多又多
you will realize what it means to have more and more.
你就能够从心里讲说不止这么一点
You can say from the bottom of your heart, there's more to it.
这是主要我们到水深之处的一个目的
This is the purpose why the Lord wants us to go into the deep.
我们在浅的地方永远就是这么一点点
Because if we stay in a shallow place, there's always just a little bit.
不是水的问题。
The problem is not with the water.
水太多了。
There's so much water.
海太大了。
The ocean is so massive.
问题是我们站在哪里。
But where are we?
我们愿不愿意往前走。
Where are we standing? Are we willing to walk forward?
早上我想跟大家分享一个题目。
I'd like to share a topic with you this morning.
相信接受得到生命。
Believe, receive, and gain life.
我们要读的经节是我们周五刚刚读过的这个经节。
The verses are the ones we just read on Friday.
我们先来读这些经节。
Let's read the verses together first.
那是约翰福音第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
生命在他的里头，这个生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。那个光是真光，照亮一切在世上的人。还有两节，我们一起把它读完。
Two more, let's read together.
十二跟十三节。
12 and 13.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。早上我的负担是要跟大家分享怎么样从神那边得到生命。
This morning my burden is to share on how to receive life from God.
接着我们读约翰福音。
Through reading the Gospel of John.
特别是十二十三节。
Especially verses 12 and 13.
让我们看到一件事，接受的时候我们就能够得到这个生命。
That we see that when we believe and receive, we are able to receive this life.
信耶稣是一次性的。
Believing Jesus is a one-time experience.
在我们信的时候，我们得到了这个永远的生命。
When we believe in Him, we receive this eternal life.
但是得生命的一个经历是不是一次性的？
But receiving life, the experience of it is more than a one-time experience.
是需要我们经常去经历的。
It's something that we need to constantly experience.
希望借着早上的时间。
I hope that through this time we have together,
把一点点的得着跟弟兄姐妹分享。
I can share my little gain with you.
刚刚我们讲到十二节的时候，讲到接待，接待跟相信。
In verse 12, it talked about receive and believe.
接待就是接受。
Receiving means accepting.
就是像从一个人手中接的一个东西过来一样。
It's like taking something from someone's hand.
这个是接待。
This is receiving.
或是接受。
Or accepting.
这个接待呢，是一个相信的一个行为。
Reception is an act of faith.
因为你相信，所以你手伸出去接了。
Because you believe, you reach out your hand to take it.
也是相信，接待也是相信的一个确据。
And it's a proof of your belief.
史弟兄在他的书上说，
Brother Z in his book,
我们走完一步需要两脚。
Says to complete a step, it takes both feet.
第一步踏出去是接受。
The first step forward is to receive.
另外一只脚踏出去叫做相信。
The other one followed, that is believing.
两只脚都走完了那个一步，这个呢就是接受主耶稣。
After you finish both foot, then that's completing a step.
所以我们可以说，我们信耶稣的那一步就是把主耶稣接受进来。
So we can say that the first step is to receive Jesus.
当我们做了这个决定，我们接待主，我们相信主的时候，神就赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
After we made the decision to believe in the Lord, God gave us the right to be children of God.
这个神的儿女不是在名义上面的。
It's not just for the name only.
不是一个名分上面的一个改变。
It's not a change of title only.
因为我们改变名称，改变头衔，那个没有改变到那个人。
Because if you just change the title, you did not change the person.
这里讲的是接受相信，我们得到了一个新的生命。
That is to believe and receive that we have gained a new life.
这个生命是原本我们的生命以外的另外一个生命。
This is a life that's not from our original life.
就是因为我们得到了神的生命。
Because we have received the life of God.
神的生命怎么样，我们所得到的那个生命也是那个样子。
How the life of God is, so is the life that we gained.
所以呢，我们可以被称为是神的儿女。
Therefore, we can be called children of God.
我们得到的生命跟神的生命是一样的，是一个生命上面的关系。
The life that we gained is the same as that of God's.
这个是我们成为基督徒的第一个经历。
That's the first experience we have as Christians.
这个经历是关于生命上面的经历。
This experience is the experience of life.
不是所谓人的观念说我们加入了一个宗教。
It's not like the concept of man that we joined a religion.
或是我们做开始，我们决定做一个宗教徒，都不是。
Or becoming a religious person, none of those.
基督徒的经历是从生命开始的。
The Christian experience begins with receiving life.
不止基督徒的生命是从生命开始，基督徒的生命也是靠着生命才能够被维持。
Not only did the Christian life experience begins with receiving life, but also it's sustained by the life.
回想我们信了耶稣以后。
Looking back, when we first became Christians,
我们觉得我们有很多的事情马上要做。
We immediately have many things to do.
我们要祷告，我们要读经，我们要聚会，我们要侍奉。
We have to pray, read the Bible, attend church meetings, and serve.
做这些事情的目的是什么？
What was the purpose of doing all these things?
老实说，我以前都没有想过。
Honestly, I've never thought about it before.
当我自己被主得着的时候。
After I was gained by the Lord.
恢复正常聚会以后。
And I resumed regular meetings.
这些事情就好像很正常的、自动的就开始做起来了。
I seem to naturally do those things.
也跟着教会一起做。
And I follow the church.
一直做到现在。
Up until now,
我敢说，如果没有跟着教会的话呢，我是没有办法坚持一直做到现在的。
I dare to say that if I hadn't followed the church, I wouldn't have been able to do them all this time.
我们听过人家说，祷告是基督徒的一个呼吸。
We used to say that prayer is a Christian's breath.
读经呢是基督徒得到食物。
And reading the Bible is to gain food.
侍奉呢是基督徒的一个运动。
And service is a Christian's exercise.
这些都是有经验的前辈告诉我们的。
These are the words from experienced elders.
其实也是非常正确的。
They're absolutely true.
但是做这些事情的目的到底是什么？
But what is the purpose of doing those things?
其实这些事情呢，都是一个媒介。
But these things are all just a means.
让我们借着这些事情，让我们可以跟神有所接触。
Through doing these things, we connect with God and gain life.
因着跟神接触呢，让我们得到生命。
By connecting with God, we gain life.
基督徒的生命是不断的与这位神有接触。
The Christian's life is sustained by constant contact with God.
不是靠着做这些事来维持。
Not sustained by doing those things.
所以，如果我们有祷告，我们有读经，我们有聚会，我们有侍奉。
So if we do pray, we read the Bible, and we come to meetings, and we serve.
当我们做这些事情的时候呢，我们没有接触到神。
So if when we're doing those things, we do not come in contact with God.
那我们做这些事情的目的就没有达到。
Then we have not achieved the purpose of doing those things.
主耶稣在约翰福音第五章三十八到四十节，他说。
In John chapter 5:38-40, Jesus said.
他说你们并没有。他的道存在心里。
But you do not have his word abiding in you.
因为呢，他神所差来的你们不信。
Because whom he sent, him you do not believe.
你们查考圣经，就是那些在听这些话的人，他说，你们查考圣经。
Those who hear the word, you search the scriptures.
因为你们觉得圣经里面有永生。
For in them you think you have eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这个经。
And these are they which testify of me.
但是你们虽然研究圣经，你们虽然查考圣经，但是呢，有一件事情就是你们不愿意来到我这里来得生命。
But there's one thing, although you search the scriptures, you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
我们能够明白主耶稣在讲的这些人的问题。
We can understand the problem Jesus pointed out of those people.
因为他们不相信，他们起先不相信耶稣是神所差来的。
Because initially they did not believe that Jesus was sent by God.
所以即使他们查考圣经。
So although they studied the scriptures.
神的话对他们也是封闭的。
God's word remained closed to them.
我不是说他们完全看不懂。
I'm not saying they do not comprehend it.
但是用我们旧人的头脑，用我们的智慧，用人的分析，还是能够看圣经的。
But with our old minds, our human wisdom, our analysis, we can still understand the Bible.
差别是。
And the difference.
当他们查考圣经完以后。
Is that after they study the scriptures.
他们没有办法从圣经里面看到耶稣，看到。圣经所见证的那一位。
They were not able to see Jesus, the one that the Bible testified.
他们能够看出圣经在讲很多很多的事情。
They can read, they can understand many things that were described in the Bible.
但是他们不知道圣经其实就是在讲耶稣这个人。
But they had no idea the Bible was all about Jesus.
在为耶稣做见证。
And they were testifying Jesus.
这是最大的差别。
That's the greatest difference.
人的智慧能够试着去理解神的话。
Human wisdom can attempt to understand God's word.
但是我们得到的是一个白纸黑字我们看到的道理。
But what they gain is doctrine written in black and white.
不是得到生命。
Not life.
也没有办法在其中看到耶稣。
And they don't see Jesus in it.
查考圣经很好。
Studying the scripture is good.
但是这只是第一步。
But that's only the first step.
查考圣经的目的是要看到耶稣。
The purpose of reading the Bible is to see Jesus.
并且从耶稣身上得到生命。
And to gain life from Jesus.
为什么他们没有办法从主身上得到生命呢？
Why were they unable to gain life from Jesus?
刚刚这个经节我觉得有两句话两个词很重要。
Two terms were very important in what we just read.
一个就是不信一个就是不肯。
One is unbelief, the other is unwillingness.
因着不信导致不肯。
Unbelief leads to unwillingness.
我们有没有可能一面读圣经一面不相信呢？
Is it possible when we read the Bible we do not believe in it?
我在我自己的经历
In my own experience
常常是的
Often so
很多时候圣经写的话我们看不懂
Oftentimes we don't understand what's in the Bible
不是不懂这个字
Not literally
而是我们不懂这句话到底它在讲什么
But we don't understand what it's applying to
因为没有跟神连接，没有圣灵的感动。
For we have not connected with God, we don't have the fellowship with the Lord.
所以我们就觉得不懂，不懂呢，我们就把它放到一边去了。
So we feel like we don't understand it. When we don't understand it, we put it aside.
这是一个不信的表现。
This is the manifestation of unbelief.
不信就会带到不肯。
Unbelief leads to unwillingness.
不是不能，是不肯。
Not unable, but unwilling.
不信是一个绊脚石。
Unbelief is a stumbling block.
让我们不能进一步的到主那边去得生命。
That prevents us from going to the Lord further to receive life.
说到这里，有一个很重要的事情我们必须要提。
When we come to this point, we need to mention something really important.
我们说我们要去主那边得生命。
We say that we need to go to the Lord to gain life.
那主在哪里？
Where is the Lord?
主在哪里？
Where is the Lord?
我们必须要去对地方。
We must go to the right place.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上死了以后。
When Jesus was crucified and he died.
那个时候有两个玛利亚一起结伴到坟墓去找耶稣。
Two Marys went to the tomb to look for Jesus.
他们坟墓是一个埋葬死人的地方。
The tomb is where they bury the dead.
如果耶稣是死的人
If Jesus were dead,
那他们去对地方了
then they have come to the right place.
他们一定可以找到耶稣
They must have found Jesus.
但是他们没有找到耶稣
But they did not find Jesus.
耶稣不在坟墓里
Jesus was not in the tomb.
他复活了
He had risen.
所以在死人的地方呢是找不到复活的耶稣的
So you cannot find the living among the dead.
找错地方是一个很关键性的一个错误。
Going to the wrong place is the key of the mistake.
好像我们站在一个房子的外面。
As if we're standing outside a house.
我们借着这个，我们有这个门跟墙的阻隔。
The door and the wall separates us.
我们看不到那个里面是什么样子。
We cannot see what's in the house.
哦，我们可以猜想。
We can guess.
哦，这个房子有两个房间。
Imagine there are two rooms.
哦，这个房子里面有一个很漂亮的厨房。
And there's a beautiful kitchen.
但是说的再多都没有用。
And it doesn't matter how much you say.
最重要的是你拿到那把钥匙。
The most important thing is that you have the key.
你猜想的再多。
No matter how you speculate.
比不上你把钥匙插进去把门打开。
It does not compare with just entering the key and open the door.
当你把门打开，你走进去。
When you open the door and you walk in.
你一看你就明白了。
When you see, you understand.
不用别人再跟你讲说，不用再别人跟你描述里面是什么样子。
We don't need any more explanation or description.
一切都明白了。
Everything is understood.
因为你自己看见了。
For you have seen it with your own eyes.
同样的。
Likewise.
我们的新生命到底是什么样子？
How is our new life?
我们圣经怎么为耶稣做见证？
How does the scripture testify for the Lord?
这个光，这个生命到底是怎么回事？
What about this light and this life?
我们不需要猜测。
We don't need to speculate.
因为耶稣邀请我们自己来看。
For Jesus has invited us to see for ourselves.
主说，到我这里来的要得生命。
The Lord said, "Come to me, and you will gain life."
不到主耶稣面前的，接触不到这个光。
Those who do not come to the Lord Jesus will not be in contact with the light.
一个基督徒没有光。
A Christian without light.
他的表现就是死气沉沉。
His manifestation will be dead.
我们能够感受到他的旧生命。
We can feel his old life.
但是我们感受不到他的新生命。
But we cannot feel his new life.
因为他的新生命没有跟那个源头连接上。
For his new life has not been in contact with the source.
结果就是像离开树的枝子。
As a result, it is like a branch separated from the tree.
他还是枝子。
It's still a branch.
但是枝子枯干，没有生命。
But it has withered and it's lifeless.
要讲到主在哪里？
To speak about where the Lord is.
我想先讲主不在哪里。
I want to share where he is not.
主，或是我可以讲说，主不在哪一个境界里面。
Or which realm he is not in.
当我们信了耶稣以后。
After we believe in Jesus.
主让我们从黑暗里面出来。
The Lord brought us out of darkness.
叫我们进入光明。
And we enter into light.
这个是在哥罗西书一章十二十三节所说的。
This is recorded in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13.
他叫我们能够与众圣徒在光明中得基业。
So that we can be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
他把我们从黑暗的权势拯救出来，把我们迁到爱子的国度里面。
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
另外一个使徒彼得也这样子说。
Another disciple, Peter, also said,
他说我们是出黑暗入光明的人。
He said, we have come out of darkness into our marvelous light.
所以我们可以说我们信了耶稣以后。
So we can say that after believing Jesus,
我们的生命不同。
Our lives are different.
我们所处的国度也是不同。
And the kingdom we're in is different.
信耶稣的人不能留在黑暗里面。
Those who believe in Jesus cannot remain in darkness.
还被黑暗的权势管辖。
And ruled by its power.
我们有了新的主人。
We have a new master.
这个主人是光。
This master is the light.
我们刚刚读的经节哈。
From the verse we read.
主是光，在他毫无黑暗。
God is light. In him there is no darkness.
光跟黑暗不能在一起。
Light and darkness cannot coexist.
我们需要搬家。
We must move.
我们需要到爱子的国度里面。
We must be translated into the kingdom of the Son of Love.
我们需要不在黑暗里面。
We need to not remain in darkness.
我们才能够跟我们新的主人在一起。
Then can we be with our new master?
所以只要是旧人的习惯。
Therefore, if as long as it's the old habit from the old man.
旧的生活方式。
The old lifestyle.
都在黑暗的一个范围里面。
They're all in the realm of darkness.
旧人有一个特征。
There's a characteristic of the old self.
就是靠自己。
That is self-reliance.
旧人为了生存。
For survival.
有旧人的生活方式。
The old self lives by the old lifestyle.
它就是靠自己。
It's a self-reliance.
按照常理来讲。
Logically.
当我们得到新生命的时候。
After we receive the new life.
我们不应该马上就知道这个新生命是怎么一回事。
We are not supposed to know right away what the new life is about.
像新结婚的人不知道夫妻生活是什么样子，对不对？
Just like newlywed, they have no way to know what a married life is like.
如果那个时候他就知道了，
If they knew right there and then,
那肯定是推测出来的，因为他自己没有经历过。
They must have speculated because they have never experienced it.
当我们读圣经的时候，
When we read the Bible,
圣经是写给人的书。
The Bible is written for us to read.
叫人认识关于神的事情。
For us to come to know things of God.
里面有包括这个生命是什么样的一个生命。
which includes what this life is about.
主耶稣也来到这个地上。
And the Lord Jesus came to the world.
把这个书上的话，圣经上的话，活给我们看。
And he lived out the words in the Bible.
让我们知道我们要如何对待这个生命，如何经营这个生命。
To teach us how to approach this life and to manage it.
所以救人就因着这些资料，因着这些所读到的，所看到的，就能够推测出一番理论来。
So the old self can come up with a theorem, according to these words.
怎么样过基督徒的生活
？How to live a Christian life?
但是这个不是主要的。
But that is not what the Lord desires.
主要我们的新人去跟他接触。
The Lord wants us to be in contact with Him with the new self.
主要我们在有光的地方。
He wants us to be in where the light is.
去读圣经。
And read the Bible.
去看他的话。
To look at His word.
主耶稣要借着圣灵亲自跟我们解释他的话。
Through the Bible, the Lord He Himself will explain to us.
所以我们借着头脑能不能读圣经呢？
Can we read the Bible with our mind?
当然可以啊。
Of course.
但是我们不一定能够看到生命，我们没有办法接触到那个生命。
But we may or may not be in contact with the life.
因为黑暗是一边，光明是另外一边。
Because darkness is on one side and the light is on the other side.
我们没有来到光中就没有办法。
If we do not come into the light, we have no way.
主是光，他不在黑暗中。
God is light, and He is not in darkness.
他也不在不信的范围里面。
He is also not in the realm of unbelief.
在不信的人的当中，我们找不到主。
We cannot find the Lord among the unbelief.
记得啊，主回到拿撒勒的时候。
When the Lord returned to Lazarus,
那个地方的人呢，不相信耶稣。
Nazareth, the people there did not believe in Jesus.
耶稣因着他们的不信，就没有办法在他们当中多行异能。
And the people, because of their unbelief, Jesus was not able to perform miracles.
什么是不信呢？
What does unbelief mean?
不信就是相信的这个对面。
It's the opposite of believing.
他们是相对的两队，两个阵营。
There are two opposing camps.
不信的那一队的成员就是我们的旧人。
The unbelieving team is that of our old self.
就是我们的旧生命。
That is our old life.
他的主张就是靠自己。
And their belief is to be self-reliant.
其实对这个队伍里面，我们非常的熟悉。
Actually, we know this team very well.
毕竟我们已经住在那个里面已经好久好久。
Because we have lived in there for a very long time.
那个地方是我们的舒适圈。
That is our comfort zone.
是我们不需要额外花力气就可以得到的地方，就可以过的地方。
Where we can live without a lot of effort.
不信的那一队强调今生的享乐。
The unbelieving team stress, they emphasize on the enjoyment, the pleasures of this life.
这个世界就是他们的家。
Making this world their home.
这个他们是属地的。
They're of the earth.
这个地也是他们追求的目标。
And the world is what they pursue.
相信的那一对刚好相反。
And the believing team is the opposite.
他的成员就是新人跟我们从主那边得来的新生命。
Its members are our new self and the new life we gained from the Lord.
他教导我们要认识神。
And it teaches us to know God.
教我们要依靠神，教我们要认识神，经历神。
To rely on Him and experience Him.
我们对于这个阵营相对的陌生。
Relatively speaking, we are unfamiliar with this camp.
我们认识的不多。
We do not know much about it.
相信的那一对，他是面向永生的。
The believing team is facing eternal life.
他们强调要轻看这个世上的物质的世界上的东西。
And it emphasizes the importance of despising this world and the things of it.
因为这个世界上的情欲都要过去。
For the world is passing away and the lust of it.
唯有遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
But he who does the will of God abides forever.
所以在这里有两个队伍。
So here we see two teams.
我们需要问自己。
We need to ask ourselves.
根据我们的追求。
According to our pursuit.
根据我们的目标。
According to our goals,
根据我们每天在做的事情，
according to what we do daily,
我们是哪一队的人？
Which team are we on?
我们是在过什么样的生活？
What kind of life are we living?
在我们的过的生活里面，能不能找到主？
Can we find the Lord in our lifestyle?
在约翰福音四章二十四节说，神是灵。
In John chapter 4, verse 24, it says, God is spirit.
所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
这句话是主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人讲的。
These words were spoken by the Lord Jesus to the Samaritan woman.
在这个地的境界上面，里面我们找不到神。
On the realm of the earth, we cannot find God.
所以我们要把门关起来。
So we need to shut the door.
我们要把这些搅扰，我们刚刚说的不信也好，黑暗也好，都把它关在门外。
We need to shut the unbelief, the darkness outside the door.
我们简单的相信主的话。
Simply believe in the word of the Lord.
主说，我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
The Lord says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
我觉得最难的一件事情。
I think the most challenging thing.
就是要把搅扰隔到门外。
Is shutting out disturbances.
很多搅扰不是从外面来的。
But many disturbances are not from outside.
乃是从里面来的。
But from within.
外面的搅扰可以关上门。
We can shut the outward disturbances.
但是里面的搅扰却没有门可以关。
But the inward disturbances cannot be shut.
我们需要主的帮助。
We need the Lord's help.
我们也需要不断的操练。
And we need to constantly practice.
里面的搅扰是借着离开那个搅扰来做的。
The inward disturbances can be removed by departing from it.
最近教会所做的 podcast.
The podcast we've been making.
对我自己来说。
To me,
我听了以后就是帮助我能够练习回到主面前得生命的一个方法。
After I listen to it, it's a way to help me to return to the Lord.
他给我的感觉就是
And this is how I feel about it.
在一个很纷乱的一个环境里面
In a very chaotic environment,
好像有一股清流
There's a stream.
帮助我回到主的面前。
That's refreshing. That helps me to come back to the Lord.
带领我的思想转到主那里。
It steers my mind toward the Lord.
这个是我们常常在讲的，我们转眼仰望耶稣。
This is what it means. We often share, turn our eyes upon Jesus.
虽然好像是就是一刹那，好像没有办法维持太久。
It may have seemed just like a moment. It doesn't last for a very long time.
但是我在听的时候，的确把我的心思转一个头，转一个方向，到主面前去了。
But when I listened to it, my mind was turned a direction and it's toward the Lord.
只要我不去坚持，我在思想地上的事情。
As long as I don't continue to think about the things of the world,
让我所听到的诗歌或是信息引导我的心。
And I let what I heard, the hymn or the scriptures, to guide my mind.
我就能够回到主的面前。
I'm able to return to the Lord.
从他身上得到生命。
And gain life from him.
圣经说，我们到神面前来的人必须信有神，并且信他赏赐寻求他的人。
The Bible says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
相信是得生命的路。
Believing is a way to gain life.
我们，这是我们很熟悉的话。
These are words we're familiar with.
我们说我们要相信主的话。
We say that we need to believe in the word of the Lord.
我相信在座的每一个基督徒，没有一位会说我不相信主的话。
I don't think any of us would say we don't believe in the word of the Lord.
但是如果相信呢，是同意，是认同，那我想我们每一个人都打一个勾，我们都做到了。
But if faith were simply agreement and assent, then we can all put a check mark.
但是相信不只是那样子。
But that's not what belief is. That's not all about it.
相信是接受。
Believing is to accept.
把它接受到心中
Take it to heart,
照着去行
and act accordingly.
这是真正的相信
That is the true faith.
主耶稣讲了一个比喻
The Lord told a parable.
他说一个人有两个儿子
He said, man had two sons.
父亲叫大儿子去葡萄园工作
The father asked the elder son to work in the vineyard.
他马上的反应就说我不去
And the elder son rejected.
后来呢，他懊悔，后悔了，他自己又去了。
But later he repented and he went.
小儿子呢，他说我去。
The younger son said, I will.
但是后来却不去。
But he did not.
耶稣就问大家说。
And Jesus asked them.
这两个儿子哪一个是遵行父旨意的呢？
Which of them had obeyed the father's command?
大家都知道答案。
Everyone knows the answer.
那个地方的人大家都知道答案。
People at that place knew the answer.
他们马上说是大儿子。
They said right away the elder son.
是的，是那个去做的人才是真正遵守命令的人。
Yes, the person who actually took action was the one who obeyed the command.
同样的，对主的话，我们不能只是同意。
Similarly, we cannot just agree with God's word.
我们不能说对对对对对，葡萄园就是有人要去工作。
We can't just say yes, yes, yes. There's men that need to work in the vineyard.
就是应该有人去。
Someone needs to go.
但是自己却不去。
But you yourself don't go.
那个不是相信。
That is not believing.
那是认同。
That is just agreeing.
相信是去做。
Believing is to do.
在以赛亚书那边啊，三十章讲到啊，讲了一段话。
In Isaiah chapter 30, there's the passage.
他说：“主耶稣耶和华的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。”
And the Holy One of Israel says, "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength."
这是主向他的百姓说的话。
This is what the Lord said to His people.
但是呢？他们的反应是什么呢？
But what is their reaction?
他说你们竟自不肯。
But you would not.
你们却说不然我要不然我要骑马奔走。
No, for we will flee on horses.
所以你们必然奔走。
So therefore you shall flee.
所以他们又说呢，我们要骑飞快的牲口。
And we will ride on swift horses.
所以神告诉他们说呢，那个追赶你们的也必飞快。
Therefore, those who pursue you shall be swift.
这段话的背景是那个时候因为亚述的侵略。
The context of this passage is that due to the Assyrian invasion,
犹大的首领没有寻求神。
The leaders of Judah did not seek God.
他们去寻求埃及的帮助。
Instead, they sought Egypt's help.
神很在乎这件事情。
God was concerned deeply about this.
所以神就叫先知以赛亚去向他们说话。
So he sent Isaiah to speak to them.
神提供他们的方法是要归回安息，要在平静安稳里面。
The way for God's deliverance was to return and rest.
但是他们不愿意。
But they were unwilling.
他们说我们用我们自己的方法。
They wanted to use their own way.
面对这样的情况，不应该照着你的方法。
You should not face this condition with your own way.
我们今天会在这样子，是因为我们不够快。
We fall into this situation because we're not fast enough.
我们要更快。
We need to be faster.
更快才能够跑出去。
In order to escape.
但是神说不是这个样子的。
But God said not so.
你们快，那追赶你们的更快。
God says, therefore, those who pursue you shall be swift.
因为他们不愿意相信。
For because of their unbelief.
所以他们没有办法得到神所应许的安息跟平静安稳。
They were unable to find rest.
我们会不会有这样的情形？
Could this happen to us?
当神的话跟我们想法一致的时候。
When the Lord's word agrees with our mind,
当然我们相信了。
Of course we believe him.
但是当神的话不像我们所想象的那样。
But when we disagree with the word of the Lord,
我们会不会去接受主的话？
Will we accept his word?
把我们的想法摆在一边。
And lay aside our own thoughts.
通常是相反，是不是？
Usually it's the opposite, right?
通常我们忽略圣经上的话。
Usually we ignore the words of the Lord.
不会按照我们所读的去做。
We don't act according to what we read.
我们有我们认为对的方法。
We have the ways that we consider correct.
我们有那个认为我们好的方法。
We have the ways that we consider good.
我们不愿意按照主的话去做。
We're unwilling to work accordingly.
也许我们同意这句话。
According to God's will, maybe we agree.
但是我们不敢去尝试。
But we dare not to try it out.
我们没有去做，就不叫做接受，就不叫做相信。
If we do not act accordingly, that doesn't mean we received or we believed.
我们不相信，我们就没有办法从神那边得到生命，得到帮助。
If we disbelieve, then we are unable to gain life.
我们需要接受主的话。
We need to receive God's word.
并且对主的话有反应。
And respond to it.
借着这样子，我们能够得到生命。
That's how we gain life through doing those things.
我想提一个例子，就是前几天我们读到的约拿书。
I would like to give you an example from the book of Jonah we just read.
我很得着，当我们在读约拿书的时候，读到第三章。
I gained a lot from chapter 3.
当尼尼微百姓听到约拿的宣告的时候。
When the people of Nineveh heard Jonah's declaration.
约拿说，再过40天，这个尼尼微就要倾覆了。
He said in 40 days, the city will be overturned.
他讲完这句话的时候，结果是什么？
And what's the result after he said those things?
就是尼尼微人他信服神。
The people of Nineveh believe God.
他宣告禁食。
Proclaimed a fast.
从最大到最小的都穿麻衣。
From the greatest to the least of them, they put on sackcloth.
后来尼尼微王知道了以后。
Later, the king of Nineveh heard it.
他下宝座。
He arose from his throne.
脱下王服，他披上麻布，坐在灰中。
Lay aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes.
他命令人跟牲畜都要禁食。
And he proclaimed and published throughout the city that everyone shall fast.
他说人人都要求告神。
He said everyone shall cry out to the Almighty God.
个人要回头离开所行的恶，丢弃手上的强暴。
Let everyone turn from his evil way and turn from the violence that is in his hands.
这些悔改的人是谁？
Who are those who repented?
神说他看到尼尼微城的恶。
God said he saw the wickedness of Nineveh.
意思住在那个城里面是恶人。
That is that the inhabitants in the city are evil.
先知拿鸿也说尼尼微是一个流人血的城。
The prophet Nahum also said Nineveh is a bloody city.
充满了谎诈、强暴、强夺的事情。
Full of lies and violence, plundering never ceases.
尼尼微人是很强大、很凶暴的人。
The Ninevites were a powerful and violent people.
让我很得着的是。
What deeply moved me.
神的子民以色列人跟住在尼尼微城的那些人的一个对比。
There was a stark contrast between the Israelites.And the Assyrians.
我们读到旧约的时候，我们就看到以色列百姓对于神的话是多么的无动于衷。
When we read the Old Testament, we realized how indifferent God's people were toward His word.
但是这些亚述人、这些外邦人，他们听到了神的话，他们却马上有反应。
But the Gentiles, after they heard the word of the Lord, they responded right away.
这两件事情变成一个很鲜明的一个对比。
These two are stark contrasts.
主耶稣说，当审判的时候，
When the Lord judges,
尼尼微的人要起来定这个世代的罪。
Jesus said, the men of Nineveh will rise up in judgment and condemn this generation.
因为尼尼微人听到约拿所传的，他们就悔改了。
Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
我不只想到以色列人，我也想到我自己。
I thought not only of the Israelites, but also myself.
很多时候我读到主的话的时候也是这样子无动于衷。
Oftentimes I was indifferent when I heard the word of the Lord.
我有太多的理由可以轻轻地原谅我自己。
I have so many reasons to forgive myself.
我看到我真的是比不上尼尼微人。
I cannot compare with the people of Nineveh.
那天我想到一个经节。
That day I remember a verse.
在以赛亚书66章。
In Isaiah chapter 66.
神说他所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人。
The Lord said, On this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word.
神所看顾的人，
God cares for those
是虚心痛悔，
or a humble and with a contrite spirit,
因着主的话而战惊的人，
who tremble at the Lord's word,
对主的话有反应的人，
those who respond to it,
我在主面前悔改，
I repented before the Lord,
我对主的话反应太慢了，
I responded too slow to the word of the Lord,
我需要主的医治，
I need healing from the Lord.
当人对于主的话有反应，
When men respond to the word of the Lord,
这是主生命在我们里面运行的结果。
This is the reaction of the working of God's word.
这所谓我们常常在讲的感动。
Of God's life, this is the fellowship we spoke of often.
但是在这个感动来的时候，有两件事情我们可以做。
There are two things we can do when we have the fellowship of the Lord.
一件事情就是拒绝。
One thing is to reject it.
哦，我不是这样子，你不是在说我。
You're not talking about me. That's not me.
如果我们拒绝了，
If we refuse it,
这个生命就停止，没有办法再工作。
This life stops and it cannot work.
另外一件我们可以做的事情，
But another thing we can do,
就是我们接受。
Is to accept it.
我们因着主的话，我们战惊。
Be trembling because of the word of the Lord.
主，你看到我的恶。
Lord, you saw my evilness.
你看到我的软弱。
You saw my weakness.
你要医治我。
You will heal me.
你要帮助我。
Please help me.
我们在主面前悔改。
Repent before the Lord.
这个时候，这个生命就能够发出光来。
That's when the light can shine.
我们也能够得到主的生命。
And we can receive life from the Lord.
所以总结一下我们刚刚所说的。
To conclude what we just spoke of.
基督徒最重要的一件事就是来到主的面前。
The most important thing for a Christian to do is to come before the Lord.
来到主面前是要得生命。
Come before him to gain life.
主是光。
God is light.
所以我们要从我们自己的黑暗里面出来，在我们忙乱的环境出来，到光中我们才能够找到主。
So we need to come out of our chaotic circumstances and come to the Lord to find light.
到主面前来的时候，我们要接受主的话。
When we come before God, we need to receive His word.
我们要对主的话有反应。
We need to respond to His word.
我们才能够得到生命。
Then can we gain life?
求主教导我们一条实行的路。
May the Lord teach us a way to practice it.
最后我们唱圣徒诗歌294首。
Lastly, let's sing hymn 294.
耶稣我来救你。
Jesus, I come.
这是我们每一个人的需要。
This is what everyone needs.
我们要来找耶稣。
We need to come and seek Jesus.
我们要来救耶稣。
We need to come to Jesus.
我们不要满足于我们宗教仪式传统的里面。
Let us not be satisfied with just the rituals.
主不满足我们活在没有生命的境界里面。
The Lord is not satisfied for us to live in lifeless status.
我们要撇弃我们的黑暗，到光中与神相遇。
We need to depart from our darkness and meet the Lord in the light.
我们请团队带我们唱。
Let us sing with the worship team.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus I come, Jesus I come, into thy freedom, gladness and light, Jesus I come to thee. Out of my sin,To thy hand, out of my want and into thy wealth, out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of my shameful failure and Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come, into the glorious gate of thy cross, Jesus, I come to thee. I come to thee, out of myself to dwell in thy love, out of this fail into raptures above, upward for aeon is thy God, Jesus I come. Jesus, I come into the joy and light of thy home. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the depth of ruin and toil, into the peace of thy sheltering Jesus, I come to thee.
Yes, dear Lord, we believe you. Yes, dear Lord, we receive the life that you've given us.
主, 我相信你, 我们接受从你来的生命。
And we come especially to ask you to lead us to take a deliberate action every day to pursue you and live out that life.
主带领我们每一天，我们要采取行动来活出这个生命。
Just lead us, Lord, to do it.
带领我们来执行。
Lord, we've been driving our own way all this time.
主，我们一向都照我们的方式来行。
And now, Jesus, we ask you to take the wheel.
主啊，让我们求你来掌控。
Just lead us into your life.
把我们带领到你的生命里。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Okay, be seated.
请坐。